Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. This Earth Week, you can live stream seven national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.
Hello and welcome to the 24/7 Sports College Basketball Show. I'm your host, Trey Scott. Today, we are counting down 24/7 Sports' preseason top 25 rankings with the help of national basketball writer Kevin Flaherty. Before we get started, we'd love for you guys to head over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star rating. Let's go.
Coming in at number 20 on our preseason countdown is the Xavier Musketeers. Last season didn't quite go how they wanted it to. Under first-year coach Travis Steele, Kevin, they went 19-16, lost in the NIT. But you're bullish on this roster.
I am. I think the biggest thing that you look at here is talent. And it's kind of interesting because when you say the team name Xavier, not a lot of people think about, hey, that's a school that recruits at a really elite level. But out of Xavier's five starters, four of them were ranked in the top 105 players in the country in their respective classes, according to the 24/7 Sports Composite. You know, Paul Scruggs was just outside of being a five-star type guy at number 34. Najee Marshall, just outside of the top 50, number 58. Quentin Gooden, the point guard, number 78. And Tyreek Jones, number 105. And when you look at the way that roster kind of came together at the end of last year, you know, they ended the regular season winning, I think, six of seven or seven of eight. Then went into the Big East Conference Tournament, beat Creighton, took Villanova to overtime. And so this is a team that kind of came together over the end of last year and has a lot of returning talent to boot.
So Najee Marshall, maybe one of the best players in the conference. Travis Steele thinks that the junior could be one of the best defenders in the entire country. He also is a returning leader, scoring around 15 points. What makes him special?
I think he can do so many different things. You know, you just mentioned it. There aren't a whole lot of people that are capable of going out and dropping 15 points a game, 18 points a game, and also potentially being your best defensive stopper. And that's one of the things that he really brings to the table. He's a presence on the glass. He can do a lot of different things. And I think because of that, he pairs really well with Paul Scruggs, who is a little bit of a do-it-all, fill-in-the-blanks type of guy. And both of them are really strong all-around players. And so they fit into that roster really well in terms of what they need those guys to do, because they can hand off different duties. They can take over different things and at different times. And I think Marshall is a guy that's going to have a chance to potentially compete to be Big East Player of the Year, even with all the talent that they have in that conference.
So Xavier signed the number 26 recruiting class in the country last year, led by top 100 player Kai Tandy. They also landed a pair of transfers. Any of these newcomers, when you look at their roster, Kevin, any of these newcomers do you expect to kind of contribute immediately?
I love Kiki Tandy. He was a guy that I had a chance to see when he was a junior here at a local tournament in Kansas City. He really put together one of those sort of efforts where a guy carries his, you know, AAU team as far as it could possibly go, and they wound up losing to a loaded team that included Jeremiah Robinson Earl, who's headed to Villanova, was a 5-star prospect. But I think he dropped around 30 points in that game. And he's a guy that is going to remind some people of like a Frank Mason in terms of the way that he plays, kind of an undersized guard a little bit, has that really competitive streak, terrific athleticism. And so I think that he's somebody that's going to be hard to keep off the court this year and really has a bright future at Xavier after that as well.
Xavier's also excited about grad transfer Bryce Moore from Western Michigan, 10-point-a-game scorer. They expect he's going to help defensively on the perimeter. Kevin, while we're on the subject of recruiting, you look at what Travis Steele's doing. They were number 26 last year in the recruiting rankings. This year in 2020, they're building on the 20. They have the number 7 class in the country, which to me, when you look at Xavier, that's exceeding my expectations. What is the national perception of Xavier basketball and Xavier basketball as far as what it can do on the recruiting trail?
Well, I think they're continuing to get a lot of the guys that they've gotten over the past few years. And you look at a guy like Dwan Odom, you know, sort of being in that same range as a recruit as what Najee Marshall was, you know, a little bit below what Paul Scruggs was. And it's a program that's had a lot of success They've been really, really consistent, you know, competed for top seeds just a couple of years ago. And so when you add all of that together, I think it's a chance for somebody to go to the Big East, play in a really competitive league, play for a school where they'll have a chance to get showcased and at the same time win a lot of basketball games and have a chance to do some damage in the NCAA tournament.
That'll do it for our look today at number 20, Xavier. We'll see if the Musketeers can make it back to the NCAA tournament. Next time, we're going to tackle number 19.
From the world of Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am
ready. Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles, now streaming only on Paramount+.
Yes!